Welcome back to the Teach and Coach GA podcast. A couple of weeks ago, I shared with you guys on my website a blog post talking a little bit about what we can do as educators to sort of copy and mimic some of the success of Marvel and transfer some of that into our own classrooms. So I hope if you haven't checked that article out that you will. You can find it at teachandcoachga.com, and I'll share that article link in the description below this episode. But tying into that idea of what we can learn from Marvel, the idea of writing better lesson plans, of figuring out ways to engage our students, sort of like Marvel's engaging our students, I thought there was no better place to do that than to reach out to one of the writers of Marvel. And that is Eric Martin, who is the writer and producer of Marvel's hit show, Loki. So this week, we're going to sit down with Eric and talk a little bit about the ideas of collaboration and that writing process, and then also find out maybe a teacher that's inspired and motivated him along this journey to become a writer. So be sure to listen to all of that Eric has to share, and then tune in at the end, because I would like to talk a little bit more about this idea of using Marvel in the classroom, and something I'd like to talk about next week as well, because I feel like it's a really important topic. I feel like it's a fascinating topic, at least on my end it is, as I've thought about implementing this. But I hope you enjoy all that Eric has to share about the writing process that he and some of the folks at Marvel dive into as they look to write these episodes. Hope you enjoy. All right, so joining me this week is Eric Martin, and I'm super excited about this. Eric is the writer and producer for Marvel's hit show Loki, and he is joining us today. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So like I told you a little bit earlier, I'm a big fan of Marvel and the cinematic universe. I will admit, prior to the cinematic universe, if you'd asked me who Loki was, I probably wouldn't have been able to tell you. Now, if you asked me about the cartoon version of the X-Men way back when I was a kid, I could have answered all those questions, but become a huge fan of the cinematic universe and the shows that are now on Disney Plus as well. But as a teacher and watching these, I found myself after the shows jumping on YouTube and watching people do breakdowns and Easter eggs and preview what they thought was coming up next. And as a teacher, again, I thought, how can I get my kids to do the same thing with my lessons, right? How can I get them to, after a lesson, go, ooh, I wonder what's coming up next in social studies, right? And I thought that is what it's all about. That would be awesome. So I jumped online and reached out to Eric, and he said, yeah, I'd love to sort of talk about that. And that blew my mind to start with, so it got me super excited. And so Eric, my question to you as we get rolling here is as you sit down to write, one of the big things to me are the hooks that are in these shows that leave you waiting or wanting more or expecting more. So as a writer, how do you approach that? How do you sit down and look at writing a hook to pull those viewers in?
You know, I think it's a different scenario for every writer. For me, everything starts with character and emotion, and I'm working out from there. And so the idea of like a hook to me is you have someone, they have a certain worldview, and you're putting them into a situation that's going to challenge that worldview, challenge all of their assumptions, and everything that's led them to this point is going to be called into question. And I think there's something, for me anyway, and like why I'm drawn to that is like, I think there's something really innately interesting about seeing someone grapple with those things.
Absolutely. And we see that in the Loki show as not just Loki himself, but other characters. And I think in social studies, I look at this in the social studies perspective as a history teacher, we have a lot of those same characters in history that grapple with these things, right? The Benedict Arnolds and people like that turn. We have lots of those characters, I think, that we can write about and maybe approach differently in our lessons as well. They're in those situations. They lived that in the real world. You don't have to necessarily come up with it. It was real life. So that's definitely something we can pull from as there as well. So I know that you guys collaborate a lot in your writing, at least me doing a little research and reading. How have you found the best way to collaborate with other writers? So my thought with this is that, teachers, as we look to maybe create lessons differently, if we collaborate together to write these lessons, you know, we might need a little help on how to do that. So how do you guys sit down to collaborate working together to create these shows?
You know, for me, it's about finding lines of like intersection. We're never going to totally want to tell the exact same story, but what we do want, it's going to intersect, and like it's finding those places. And that's really just through conversation and understanding the people you're working with. And then it becomes, I think, a fun game of like when something pops into my head, it's like, oh, I know so-and-so is going to love this. And, you know, I think, you know, as you start to understand each other, you have that. And yeah, I think it can be hard when you're a new writer. Because I think a lot of people come in thinking the idea is like, oh, well, I need to come in and like push my ideas. And for me, I've always found like the success comes in like really distilling down what the group's ideas are, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. I can attest as a teacher that we oftentimes it's our little world in our classroom, right? And we view it as ours. So we can sometimes not want to listen to other opinions. So I like that thought of it may not be our show, right? We may need to open up and listen sort of what the group's thoughts are to help guide even our individual thoughts. So that's a good thought as well there. With that collaboration, so I think back to, I laugh when I first saw all the way back to the first Iron Man preview, right? When I first saw it, I remember telling my wife, I was like, oh man, I don't know about this. Like that, the old school suit, the whole deal. But then you look at how it progressed and we watched, my wife said the other day, like, I feel like all we watch is Marvel stuff now. And I was like, oh, you're sort of right. You're not wrong there.
There's a lot of it out there right now.
There really is. Holy cow. Yeah, it is. There is a ton of stuff to watch, but I look at that and think, you know, whoever was writing and creating that first Iron Man, all the way onto the Thors and the Doctor Strange, there was a thread that had to have some continuity to it. So as writers, as you're writing your individual episode or individual show, are they aware of all that continuity of tying towards this end goal, or in the first case, that phase one of the end game? Is there knowledge of that continuity, or is it everybody's writing their thing and it ends up tying together?
You know, I'm not sure how much I can get into about like the whole Marvel process, but what I'll say is that I think the most important thing is just telling your story and not worrying about the other stories. That's something that you can kind of figure out. But like the most important thing is like telling the story of your characters, like treating them as real people and like following those instincts. And then you can find a way later for the rest.
For the rest to come back and tie in.
Yeah.
Very cool. So lastly, and I want to keep it somewhat short today, because again, I'm super grateful for you taking the time to join us. As teachers, we look at somebody like you who's gone down this writing process. And as a kid growing up, there wasn't a lot of other kids sitting around me that were writers. And to be honest, I'm not the best writer. It's something I've had to acquire over time. But is there a teacher, or maybe it's K-12 or university, that you look back to and say, man, Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so, they really pushed me down this path or really encouraged me to do this?
You know, it's actually been a series of teachers. For me, I was a good student, but I think I was a lazy student and writing seemed like work. And it was something that I had a natural ability for, I now realize, but like at the time, it was just something to be like avoided or gotten through as quickly as possible. But there were quite a few teachers when I look back that really helped push me toward this. Some quietly, some like very much pointedly. I think like one of the most important is Janet Mason. She was just a great teacher. And that was kind of a tough point in my life. And I was not the best student because of things going on at home. But what she taught just got through. And she got really heavy into like the hero's journey. And, you know, that obviously was very important for me going forward. But just the idea of like structured writing, I just consumed so much of that in there. And that really just set like a baseline. And then beyond that, there were multiple college professors that kind of pulled me aside and just said, like, you know, you're a writer, you know, is this something like, you know, you want to pursue? And it's like, no, like I want to just make movies, like whatever that means. And it was just, I heard it enough that I finally just like, I felt this like pang of guilt that like, I know I need to be serious. I need to like lean into something that I'm actually good at and build some discipline. And, you know, I found real joy in, it might not be the thing I set out to do. I mean, it is, I'm working in the movies. Like that's what I always wanted. I just didn't know that like this was going to be my path in, but, you know, I think of myself in a lot of ways now more as a writer than a filmmaker, because I realize like it is just something I do have an innate gift for. It just makes sense to me. And it's not, you know, that's not something that I had to work for. Like that's just like the gift I got. But what I did have to work for is like, you know, truly learning how to do it and honing that. And that was absolutely through so many different teachers along the way.
That is awesome. Well, I'm sure I know other teachers that are listening to this, there's always joy in hearing people mention their former teachers. There's it's sort of that gold star as teachers that we get that brings us joy when we hear about them talking about other teachers that have influenced them. So that is awesome. I want to thank you again, Eric, for taking the time to join me. As I mentioned before, the hard work you've put in to become a writer came through. It is evident in the work that you put forth with the Loki episodes. And as I mentioned before we came in, thank you for that, those episodes that brought some joy and fun and smile to people's faces as we were all battling through the COVID pandemic and hopefully coming out of now. So thank you for that. As a Marvel fan, I'll say I appreciate it. I really, really enjoyed those episodes. And as a teacher, thank you for these insights, because I think as we look to better engage our students that are, you know, watching these same shows that we're talking about, you know, they get pulled into, you know, that we can maybe sort of model some of what y'all are doing in the classroom as well to keep these kids engaged. So thank you very much.
Well, Daniel, thank you. And you know what? Thank you for being a teacher. teachers are such gifts in our society, and I think we don't value them like we should, but I definitely do. And you know what? History is my favorite subject. It's something I find myself going back to and just studying just in my free time, because like those are the best stories and they're real. So, you know what? Thank you for continuing the tradition of teaching history and just teaching in general.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, too.
All right. As a fan of Marvel, that was really cool. There's not many times when I do an interview and I'm sort of awestruck and think, oh, this is too cool. But even during the interview, I was thinking this is too cool. And you might have heard a little bit of the nervousness come across there. When I wrapped that episode up, I thought, man, there was like 75 other questions I should have asked. But Eric had such great responses, that sometimes it took me a minute to process them, and I didn't think I could get a question out as quick as I wanted to, and I transitioned to a different question. Such great responses from Eric. I really liked that idea when he talked about collaborating with others and, you know, not coming in with the idea of it's going to be sort of my way, but Eric mentioning that, you know, it's something where you find that common thread that everybody's looking for and go from there. And that idea, when you do collaborate with others and you come up with a thought and you think, oh man, so-and-so is going to love this thought. That is such a true statement when you work with other people on projects, that idea that comes to you, that, you know, man, this other person, I can't wait to share it with them. So really loved that perspective that Eric shared with that. He also mentioned that idea with writing. And my question of focused on hooks of, you know, how can we have that hook to help draw in our students? His statement of, you know, he doesn't look to write a hook, but instead looks to put those characters in sort of uncomfortable situations that sort of challenges everything we know about that character from before. And you might look at that and think, well, how can I do that as an educator, right? I don't have characters. But as a history teacher, we do have characters. And those characters lived those real life scenarios. And so often in my mind, I was focused on standards and getting through this concept or idea that I forgot to sort of realize I had these fascinating and amazing characters in front of me that I could pull from to engage my students that lived these very real lives that my students could learn from. So if you're wondering, you know, how can I put these characters in these different spots? Well, again, they lived this every day of their life, these characters, these people throughout history that we get the joy to be able to share and talk about. But that's true in every subject, right? These people that created, you know, all these different math approaches. You can clearly tell I'm not a math person, as I call them math approaches. The D I got in junior college that got me out of math for the rest of my life probably was not the best choice for those educators. But just the idea that, you know, every subject has individuals to help guide that content, right, that we can put into our lessons. And individuals, to me, is what's the most interesting thing about learning is about those individuals. So something we'll come back to next week is we'll look at, you know, how we can tie this idea of Marvel into our lessons and into our writing, because I think if we can look at this and again look at writing our lessons differently, thinking about that Marvel approach that Eric sort of shared a little bit about, I really think it can make a difference not only in our students' lives but also in our lives as a teacher and how we're sort of tackling each day, because we have a lot on our plate. You guys have a ton on your plate, and I think this idea of how we can write lessons using this Marvel approach might be a way to sort of put some wind in your sails here as we look to wrap up another school year. But check out that article on teachandcoachga.com if you have not already. I'm going to share it again in the description below about writing and approaching education using some of those concepts from Marvel. So I'll share that link below, and we're going to dive into a little bit more of the details about this process next week on the show. So make sure you tune back in. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. You can find me on your favorite podcasting platform, Teach and Coach GA. You can also find me on Twitter, at Teach and Coach GA, and the website again, teachandcoachga.com. So I hope you'll jump on there and check out those things. Again, if you haven't subscribed, please do so. And if this is your first time listening to the episode, jump on to your favorite podcasting platform. There we go. Words are hard sometimes. And give me a review. Let me know what you think. It does a lot for me. I check all those out and love seeing that feedback. But also it helps bring other viewers into the show as well. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you again to Eric Martin for taking the time to join us this week and sharing his insights into that writing process. As always, thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your week. Music from bensound.com and called Sunny.